WRCL in 4WHM. Boo, you still on here?
Jim, go ahead.
So, do you mind if I ask you a computer question?
Well, go ahead.
Looking through, it looks like there's a format option for NTFS or FAT32. And I had been formatting the drives at FAT32, but I think the hard drive on this Toshiba is NTFS. Do I need to change the format of the USB to get it to recognize, or does that matter?
It shouldn't matter. As long as you made that USB drive bootable, it should boot the machine. And then when you start to initialize it, it should go in and actually, I don't know exactly how it's set up, but a lot of them will ask you to format the drive before you install the software. But that USB drive itself will be bootable and should boot the computer. And the hard drive comes along after that in the boot sequence.
I got you. I was in there playing around. The BIOS doesn't have a whole lot of options on this tablet. Nothing like my MSI does, because I know I can go in there and do a lot of configuration for my PC. But I noticed in the setup, it's got two different formats. I think EXHF and HCIF or something for the USB. One of them, it recognizes the USB thumb drive, and the other one, it doesn't.
Those acronyms don't ring a bell right off the top of my head. What were they again?
Second, I'm going to get back to that screen. USB controller, and it's got XHCI and EHCI.
In the BIOS, and this, you said this is a Toshiba tablet. I guess it's going to have a boot option. Does it give you, like, numbers to choose for the boot option, or does it give you actual names?
Once you get into the BIOS, that's real limited. It's got, at the top, it's got a boot menu, and it says hard drive SSD, and it shows the Toshiba and gives the number for that hard drive. And then below it, it says USB, and it shows my fan disk blade there, but it won't do anything when I select it. It's like I can't force it to choose that.
I'm thinking, see, and I'm also going to the Oracle, the great Google.
Over the last 2 days, I've Googled till my eyes fall out.
Oh, I'm reading about Toshiba, just getting this in my head. We use Dells, they're a little different. This is in 4WHM, by the way. On the USB drive, you formatted it as FAT32, and then I guess on your PC, you went in, if you've got Windows 10 and the media creation tool, and made it bootable, and then put the ISO image on it. Is that generally what you've done?
Yeah, and when I run the media creation tool on my Windows 10 PC, it automatically selects the USB and lets me go next, and it goes through the process, and it starts loading everything, and it'll go through, and it creates the Windows 10 media, and then it does the confirmation deal. And like right now, I done this one to the NTFS format, and it's at 47% of the verification process, which when it finishes, it'll be ready to be stuck in and try to boot from. And I've got a different USB drive in there that I booted FAT32 when I formatted it and did the same thing, and it won't let me select it and actually try to boot from it.
The selection that would let you choose boot order number one or something of that nature in the BIOS, usually the USB drive is going to be the first in the boot order on most machines.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm familiar with what you're talking about there, and I think basically the Toshiba bias is just really very dumbed down, limited, because basically you have to hold the volume up button and the power button until it comes into the BIOS menu, and all it gives you is the hard drive and the USB, and you can touch them or you can select them with a mouse. I've got two different OTG adapters that I use to connect the keyboard and mouse to it to configure everything, but I can click on it, I can select it, hit the power button, select it, and hit the Windows button, and it just won't continue from there. But if I power it down and power it back up after I highlight the USB, it still just tells me that there's no bootable device there.
Select the USB, there's no, like an option for F10, like on most PCs, to save and exit from the BIOS.
No, it doesn't have anything there for me to choose from. The only time it gives me a save and exit option is if I go into the setup where it tells me the CPU type, speed, talks about the hard drive, memory size, and then it allows me to disable or enable secure boot.
I'm at a loss there. It's, I mean, there's got to be something quirky with that BIOS to be able to choose the USB to be able to be the bootable device. Not sure.
Well, I got to be honest with you. If you're not sure about it, that makes me feel better. I don't feel like a complete, total idiot here trying to decipher this out. The only thing I know to do now is to go into the Toshiba website and start trying the different BIOS versions and loading those onto it until I can finally get it to work or exhaust all those options. And if I can't get it to select one, I mean, it's not going to load. I can't take the hard drive out of it and load it a different way, so I don't know. I may have bricked it. That's about the only thing I can figure at this point.
Because it, I mean, natively, most devices will boot, like I said, in order, USB, then hard drive one, hard drive two, on down the line until it gets to the LAN or whatever device. But if, like I said, the only thing I can think of is taking your USB drive that's bootable and literally put it in another machine and just confirm that it will boot a machine. And as long as it does that, you know, at least you know you got that part completely right. And from there, like I said, start playing with the BIOS.
Sounds good. I'm going to let it finish creating this NTFS format boot drive. And once it does that, I'll shut everything down and pop it in and see if it'll actually start trying to boot up. And if it does, then like you said, that'll confirm that part, and I'll just start playing with different BIOS versions until I can finally get it to work or exhaust those options and call it done for.
That's unfortunately about the only thing I know to do at this point. I wish I could tell you something better, but it's just a tough spot. I would just confirm the boot drive and then go from there.
Sounds good, Bill. I really appreciate you being willing to offer some advice on it and help me out a little bit. It's one of those things, if it was working with Windows 8.1 on it and then I tried to mess with it, and well, you know, that's usually where you mess up. It wasn't broke to begin with, so I shouldn't have tried to fix it. But, yeah, I do greatly appreciate it, and I'll let you get back over to the HF rig and play around. Have a wonderful afternoon, and this is K2RCL. I'll be clear on your final.
At any time, I'm always glad to give a little advice if I can give it. I'll I'm sitting here with the computer at my desk, so I'll peck around a little more on the keyboard and see if I can come up with something. If I can, I'll give you a call. It's N4WHM. I'll be clear.